But under the new covenant, you have an intimacy with the person of Jesus Christ. That's why you have the statements you have here in verse 25. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now, what is the new covenant that he's talking about? What are the conditions of the new covenant? How do we get under the constitution of this country? We're born into America. How does one get under the new covenant? By the second birth, born in Christ. When you're born in Christ, you come under the new covenant. Therefore, we should want to know what this new covenant is. It's going to tell us how to function. It's going to tell us how to live. It's going to tell us what God expects. It's a new covenant. It's not law. It's a new covenant. So it says here in verse 25, this is the cup of the new covenant that we're going to live under. Now, there are a lot of places in the Bible that the new covenant is very important. Very important. But look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. What are the conditions of adequacy for living under this covenant? Chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, to me, is one of the most important chapters because it is the Magna Carta, if you please, of the spirit life, the new covenant. There's no imperatives here, no commands. It just lays it out and describes what's going on. If we could start reading in verse 5, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves." People note the word anything. That means anything you might say, anything you might do, anything you might be. They don't come from us. Anything in coming from ourselves. But, and what the reason I stopped there is that there'll be preachers or anything, and then, but you have to be this. Oh, wait a minute. If I can't have anything that's going to make me adequate, say anything, do anything, why do you say I'm going to have to do that to be adequate? Faith is the only thing that works with the new covenant. It's the only thing that works with the new covenant. Okay, and it's just as I would say if we were dealing with the Constitution. Individual responsibility. It is not a tobacco company's fault. It is not a gun manufacturing company's fault. We are supposed to be free, intelligent Americans. It's my responsibility. I know tobacco hurts, and if I want to smoke, I smoke. I know guns can kill. I raise a gun up, aim at somebody, and shoot. I'm going to pay for that.